The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time for boys high school basketball, Highland versus West Holmes, and here is Matt Croy.
And good evening from the Reese Center on senior night. The Highland Hawks with a record of 18-1. They won three in a row, taking out West Holmes with a record of 1-18. Stay tuned. We'll speak with both head coaches on the pregame show on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Kane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for Holmes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Alongside Highland Hawks and basketball, Coach Mark Stable winners of three games in a row, including the winner a couple games ago, Mark, on the road against Lindsay School. Beat them by 3 points. A game we're looking at a high-scoring first half, down by one. You held them to 4 points, though, in that third quarter. What's the biggest difference for you defensively in that second half?
Well, I mean, we really challenged our guys at halftime, and we have a big, we really emphasize getting three stops in a row. We call that a kill, and we averaged about six of those a game, and we didn't have a single one in the first half against Lindsay, and then we had three in the third quarter. So our guys just bared down. They just played a little harder, just were a little more focused, and that was definitely the key of the game.
High-quality win there. Of course, you go on to get the win as Claymont finish up undefeated in the IVC South, and always have a chance to do that against the strong IVC South. What does that mean to you to be able to get not only get the championship, but also go unbeaten in the conference play?
Yeah, I mean, our league is usually pretty good, and it was maybe down a little bit this year, but I think that's one of our secondary goals, and, you know, it's something that is good to have out of the way, and we kind of move on now, and, you know, we're starting to focus on tournament time. I know we've got three tough games this week, but, you know, you get through the league, and then you start to try to refine some things, maybe put in some new stuff that you haven't run during the year and things like that, and so trying to mix that in, and with not a lot of practices having three games this week, but we're going to try.
Battle of Holmes County tonight against West Owls. And West Owls obviously struggled from wins and losses standpoint, Mark, but have been more competitive here of late. What stands out to you about this West Owls
game? Yeah, I think defensively, if you watch them, they've really improved the second half of the year. And then, you know, they've found their identity a little bit offensively with Manny Camacho in the post and Sam Spring on the wing, really doing a good job scoring. Yeah, they've had some games that they probably should have won here against some pretty quality teams. And so, you know, we're worried about that. They have a definite size advantage, and athletically, they're, you know, probably more athletic than us. So we know we're going to have to come out and play really well tonight.
Aside from that, though, what else are you looking for from your team?
Well, it's for us rebounding, because they're big. They're a very good rebounding team. You know, the games that they've been very close in the fourth quarter, they've rebounded well in those games. So that's a big key. We've got to be able to push tempo and make our bench a factor tonight. So we're going to do that. And, you know, I think they're going to probably play some zone. So we're going to have to move the ball well and get good shots.
All right, Mark, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
That's the voice of Highland Hawks and basketball coach Mark Schlabel.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside West Coast Knights head basketball coach Ben Melvin, coming off an 11-point loss at Manchester last game. Ben, a game where you kind of got the slow start in that first half. Really came out of the locker room and had a much stronger third and fourth quarters here, but just a little too much to recover from that first half.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't adjust very well to their half-trap defense that they put on us in the first and second quarters. And so, you know, first we couldn't get it broke, and then once we got it broke, we couldn't make a shot. And then we finally started getting it broke and hitting shots, and so that's kind of why you saw a little bit better of a second half there. And obviously we were able to put a little pressure on them there in the fourth quarter and get back into it a little bit and make a respectable game out of it. But you know, we're a different type of challenge tonight, and we're ready for it.
As a whole here, these last stretch of games here, these guys really had been competitive. A lot of games were could have won here, really put yourself in position to win. I know sure the guys are kind of tired of hearing about that, but Steve took a much better basketball here. What's been the difference here lately, you think, with your group?
I think it's been really just experience. I mean, there was always going to be a big learning curve with these guys. I mean, you can play in the summer together all you want. I mean, and to these guys' credit, you know, they got some reps in the summer, but, you know, high school basketball, playing 22 games in a full season, you know, when the bright lights are on and all that's a whole different animal. You know, like I say, you know, these guys are all sophomores and juniors. And really, they're mostly just sophomores, to be honest with you. So it was going to take a little bit. I mean, I think we all knew that. And you know, you're sort of seeing these guys, like I always say this, to their credit, you know, these guys have come in despite what the record says, despite, you know, any ups, downs, whatever, and they're always bugging myself and my assistants, like, hey, can we get extra shots up? Or like, hey, coach scheduled a day off, like, let's get in, at least get some shots up for a half hour, hour, whatever the situation is. And so that's a really good problem to have, and they continue to do that, and they'll continue to do that right all the way through the season. And then, you know, we got to give them 28 days off or whatever it is, and believe me, you know, Cooper and Nate and those guys are going to be bugging me on day 29, like, hey, can I get in the gym? And the answer will be yes.
And then kind of on that note here, take it on Highland, always a challenge, obviously. You kind of look back to last year, tied at halftime against an outstanding Highland team that went to the state tournament. Any messages like that, knowing that, hey, this is a team that's really good, but we can compete with this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think our motto at practice the last couple days has been, why not? You know, like, why not us? You know, somebody, I mean, there's great upsets and all kind of things like that that happen in basketball, and why not make it us, you know? And so we believe, like I say, you know, we're in a great spot in terms of, you know, there's nothing to lose and everything to gain. I we talked about that a lot at practice. Like, if we go out and win this, it'll be one heck of a headline. If we go out and Highland wins, then that's what they were supposed to do. So let's just go out and play and have fun and use it as another opportunity to get better. And, you know, maybe we shock the world.
Other than that, Ben, I know a little shorthanded for your group tonight. What's the biggest thing you have to do against Highland to be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just going to have to play good, smart basketball. I mean, Highland just does the fundamental things really, really well, extraordinarily well, I really should say. So, you know, the guys that we have that are going to play, the five that will start, you know, they're just as experienced. You know, the couple guys that are going to have to start in place of, you know, the guys we got sick and injured. So, and then we're going to have to rely on some younger guys off the bench. But you know what? They've got a lot of JV reps. They play against our varsity guys every day in practice. I mean, it's not like they're not ready for that moment. And, you know, in limited minutes. You know, those couple guys have, every time they come into a varsity game, nothing bad happens because of them. So, you know, we just got to play confident. Like I say, why not us?
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
That's the voice of West Coast Lightning basketball coach, Ben Beldum.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Welcome to your dream home at 4838 Township Road 400 in Middlesbrough. Listed for sale by Coppin Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. This four-bedroom, one-bath bungalow has a modern updated kitchen and includes new appliances and an additional sunroom. The large yard is ideal for activities and gardening, and the new back vinyl patio is perfect for outdoor dining and entertaining on 1.5 acres. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Vernon Yoder at 330-466-0520 or check it out at CoffinRealty.com.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at KimeHome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
A season ago, Highland defeated West Holmes in the dungeon by the score of 47-32, a game that Highland led by just 3 points after one. It was tied at halftime, and then, of course, it was that full-court heave by Sammy Detweiler at the end of the third quarter that gave Highland a three-point lead at 29-26. That seemed to spark the Hawks as they came back and get a strong fourth quarter to get that win, outscoring West Holmes 18-6 in the final period, and they got the win over West Holmes 47-32 from a season ago. All-time, Highland owns the old-time record with a record of 45 wins, 27 losses versus West Holmes. Individual scoring leaders for the two teams from that matchup from a season ago was for Highland leading the way. Sammy Detweiler had 17 points. Nick Wigdon had 13 points. 6 points scored by Alex Miller in that contest. And four apiece for Sam Wingard and Logan Hershberger. For West Holmes in the losing effort led by Nate Fair, who had 16 points, while Collier Klein chipped in with 8 points from a season ago's matchup where Highland won that game by the score of 47-32. Highland last year, of course, they were the co-champs of the IVC South Division with Indian Valley, each going 10-2, and they went 16-6 overall during the regular season. And West Holmes last year finished tied for last place in the OCC with Madison at 1-13 and went 4-17 overall during regular season play. West Holmes were falling to Maysville in the sectional final in Division II. Maysville, of course, eventually would go on to be the Division II state runner-up from last season. And Highland last season went all the way to the state finals. They finished up as the Division IV state runner-up when they fell to Richmond Heights in the state championship game. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
The President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the BOGO sale all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Armor Lunchmakers, Pilgrim's Nuggets, the Philly Steak Sandwich Steaks, Progresso Soup, and Brawny Paper Towels. All buy one, get one free. We also have Haagen-Dazs Ice Cream, Mayfield Sandwiches or Bars, Steak Amanga Steaks, Red Lobster Seafood, Old El Paso Soup, Sunkissed Drink Mix, Quaker Mini Rice Strips, and all laundry detergent. Buy one, get one free. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply, with maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Highland a record of 18-1 on the season. West Holmes a record of 1-18. Highland averaging just over 59 points per contest on the season. West Holmes averaging 44 a game. Defensively, the Hawks giving up 38 points per game. West Holmes gives up 63.5 a game on the defensive end. Highland, of course, they clinched the outright IVC South Division title, going unbeaten in conference play at 12-0, followed by Indian Valley at 9-2 in the conference. Garraway 7-4, Ridgewood went 5-6, Sini Valley 3-8, Claymont 2-9, and Teskey Valley 1-10. Highland clinching their second straight IVC South Division title and their 26th IVC championship in their school's history. In the IVC North Division, Malvern clinching the outright title, going unbeaten at 12-0, followed by Buckeye Trail at 9-3. East Canton 6-5. Strasburg also 6-5 of the conference. Canton Valley 4-8. Newcomers down 3-8. And TCC 0-11. Malvern clinching their sixth consecutive IVC North Division title. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, Lexington clinching at least a share of their third straight OCC championship. They are 11-1 in conference play. Mansfield Senior is 9-2 in the conference, followed by Worcester at 6-5, New Philadelphia 6-5, Ashland 5-6, Madison and West Holmes are each 1-10 in the OCC. Overall around the area, boys basketball, Garaway a record of 14-5 overall. Central Christian is 14-5. Triway is 11-9. Wayndale 6-14. Danville is 4-15. Loudonville a record of 4-17 overall on the season. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's contest as Highland taking on West Holmes, the battle of Holmes County. And for the Hawks, obviously coming in riding high, 18-1 of the season. And really just been a special year all season long for this Highland Hawks team.
Well, they've just looked fantastic all season long, Matt. I mean, the Max Preps RPI has kind of shown that they've beat a lot of big opponents. Their one loss coming to the school that could very well win a state title in a higher division. They could just do no wrong. There have been sometimes they've let teams back in or maybe even played down to the level of their opponents every now and then, but they keep finding ways to win the game, and it's not just one player doing it.
For West Holmes, obviously a young team. They've taken their lumps this year, no question about that. But kind of look at this latest stretch here, and he got that win over Strasburg. Of course, the one-point loss, you should see the Strasburg got the win over Madison after that, had the close loss to Riverview. Of course, the overtime loss to Triway, and came back a close loss against Tuslaw, the 11-point loss to Manchester. So really have been a much more competitive against some very good teams here of late.
A lot more competitive, and I really think that Triway loss could have been a turning point in the season. You know, they were up late in that game, end up losing that game by points in overtime. They've had to play a lot of tough competition, but I called that game against Strasburg. They had it in hand and just kind of ran out of gas. Got a big win against Madison. Like you said, they just keep improving. We hear Coach saying over and over, these guys just want to go out and get better. They're asking to shoot on off days, and I think even going back to that last game against Manchester, things kind of got out of hand, but in the fourth quarter, they're finally able to start getting things going against some of the Manchester starters, and we're seeing a lot of promise out of this team, and this is a rough year, but it's a building year that's helping them for the future.
And we'll be back with the starting lineups here momentarily. Before we get that, we're going to have the National Anthem. And, of course, the National Anthem tonight being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll be picking up the National Anthem live from the court here momentarily.
The officials assigned to this contest have been selected and assigned according to the procedures adopted by the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The officials are Scott Donahue, Mike Lance, Ryan Schroeder. Will you please rise and join and remove your caps for the playing of the National Anthem?
And tonight's National Anthem again brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's story last being brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. First are the visitors, West Holmes. It'll be a 6'2 sophomore wing averaging 11 points a game, Nate Sprang. A 6'1 sophomore guard wearing number 2 averaging just under 9 points a game, Cooper Maltrich. A 6'7 junior forward averaging over 10 points a game, number 31, Manny Camacho. A 5'10 sophomore guard wearing number 10, that's Preston Troyer. And a 6'2 sophomore forward averaging just over 3 points a game, number 33, Keston McKinney. The Knights are coached by Mr. Ben Belden. On the other side for the Highland Hawks, they'll line up like this. A 5'11 senior guard averaging 3.7 points a game, number 10, Logan Hirschberger. A 6'1 junior guard, number 12, C.J. Yoder. A 6-foot senior guard averaging just over 6 points a game, Sam Wengard. A 5'11 junior guard averaging 12.5 points a game, number 15, Alex Miller. And a 6'3 senior guard averaging 16.6 points a game, number 24, Nick Wigton. Hawks are led by Mr. Mark Schlabaugh.
Highland 18-1 and West Holmes, the record of 1-18. Tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs who have your car looking brand new. We'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. McRoy alongside Jake Seidel, Phoenix Price back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Jumping for Highland, Nick Wigdom. He is a 6'3 senior, and for West Holmes, jumping Manny Camacho, a 6'7 junior. Highland white jerseys, white shorts, black numerals in red and black trim. And West Holmes red jerseys and red shorts in white numerals and blue and white trim. Toss won by Highland going from left to right in the first half from the recenter at Dave Schlabaugh Court. Alex Miller has it out top. He'll pass on the ball on the right point to Hirschberger, back to Alex Miller. Miller to the corner now. Out top Hirschberger. Left wing Wigdon. Wigdon, three-pointer up of the air, going to be knocked down. Just like that, Nick Wigdon buries the three. Highland has a 3-0 lead. Westall's ball going right to left with it. Here's the dribble by Cooper Moltrich across the half-court line. Moltrich guarded by Hirschberger, dribbles it right wing. Crossover out top. His pass in the hands of Manny Camacho at the top of the key. Now back to Nate Spring. Spring to the left wing. Out top over to Keston McKinney, back on the right side of Preston Troyer. His three-pointers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound is grabbed by C.J. Yoder. Hawks basketball going the other way, up 3-0. Into the front court, pass through the bucket, goes to Wigdon. Wigdon's pass, little dump pass inside. C.J. Yoder, he'll bank it up with him. Should say Sam Wenger, rather. Got that bucket for Highland. And now 5-0 Highland advantage. Good dish that time, though, by Nick Wigdon on the assist. Westholm's ball. Here's Moltrich on the right wing. Gets the hand out to Nate Sprang. Poke loose by C.J. Yoder. It'll roll out of bounds off the hands of Sprang. And that'll be a turnover, Westholm's. And that will be their first.
I think Highland kind of off exactly how you want to see him. You get Nick Wigdon open for a three on the left wing side. Then he gets the assist on the underhanded dish under the hoop. And this is what we've seen Highland want to do all season long. And they're trying to get it started right now.
Alex Miller has it out top for the Hawks. Pass left of the foul circle to Sam Wingard. Holds onto it. And back in the corner now to Alex Miller. Miller to the foul line. Lost it and stole it away. First turnover on Highland. Knights with it. Here's Nate Spring across the timeline. Guarded by C.J. Yoder. Dribbles the left wing. Gets the handoff now to Preston Troyer. Troyer to the foul line. Hicks it out top now to Camacho. He'll get the handoff down to Moltrich. On the left wing, Keston McKinney. Drive, lane. McKinney run up for the air. Going to be good, but wave it off. He'll get called for the charge as he ran into Logan Hirschberger.
That's a great drive there by McKinney. You know, he's getting the start because of some sickness and injury tonight, but that's exactly what you want to see from him. You know, stepping up when you get your opportunity, just went into the guy that was already set, and they waved the bucket off, but I like that strong play.
Zane Kenzie, Billy Patton, both out tonight for West Holmes. That runner by C.J. Gitter, blocked by Camacho. Rebound grabbed by Nate Sprang. Knights with it down 5-0. 6 minutes to play, first quarter. Sprang into the front court. Weaves his way down to the right wing. Dribbles it out top. Double team. Now to Keston McKinney. His shot inside the paint up, and they're going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to Nick Wigdon. Highland ball on the fast break. Wigdon's pass to the corner goes to C.J. Yoder. His three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound batted around. Grabbed by Keston McKinney. Knights basketball. Here's Preston Troyer with it on the left wing. Gets the hand off to Nate Spring high on the left. Spring guarded tightly by Hirschberger. Dribbles the left wing. Down to the corner. Picks it up. Lobs it out top to Keston McKinney. Back on the right side. Nobody there as Troyer broke in. Ball was thrown out. Turnover of West Holmes will be their third.
It looks like someone zigged when they were supposed to zag out on that far side. Again, some players out. You're just kind of trying to get that chemistry going early on. But so far, I've been impressed with the ball movement by West Holmes. They're staying out of the traps and getting some decent looks. They just haven't gotten them to fall yet.
Highland ball, a 5-0 lead. Miller's pass to Wigdon in the left wing. Wigdon to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes to Sam Wingard. Out top, C.J. Yoder. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound grabbed by Sam Wingard, however. And Highland will keep it. Back to Alex Miller. Miller has a play close by Troyer, but he gets called for the reach-in foul. Preston Troyer will have West Holmes' second team foul in the first quarter.
I think just a little too much contact there as he was trying to get past, and he saw the ball reach for it and just caused the trip. So good defense there again. You can't fault the guys for going out there and playing hard.
Alex Miller out while Ashton Schrock, 5'8", junior, will check in for Highland. Embedded out top the winger, and on the right wing, the Schrock. Schrock to the baseline. His left blocked inside by Cooper Maltrich, goes out of bounds off of Schrock's hands, and it will be West Holmes basketball.
That's one part of the game that I think West Holmes really excelled at. I think they're averaging two or three blocks a contest between Maltrich, Sprang, and Camacho. They are just so good at timing up when to jump and swat at the ball.
Preston Troyer has it out top for the Knights. Now to Spring with it high on the left side. He'll find McKinney. McKinney lobs it out top to Camacho. Dribbles the top of the key. Now the handoff back to Nate Spring. Spring, foul circle, out top to McKinney. Drive, McKinney for the baseline, kicks the left side over to Cooper Maltrich. Lost it, he'll pick it back up. Maltrich out top against Hershberger to the foul line. Back in the corner now to Preston Troyer. Troyer to the foul line, to the lane. His layup left hand, no good. Good drive, but missed the rebound by Camacho, though, in the corner. Still Knights basketball. Camacho backs it into the right post. Lost it and stole it away. Fourth turnover on West Holmes. Pass inside by Yoder, goes over to Nick Wigdon. He'll lay up it in and a foul. Nice look by C.J. Yoder to Wigdon. Wigdon converts and a foul call on Keston McKinney.
And that'll be his second foul. And again, a shorthanded bench for the Knights tonight. I think we're going to see some guys that haven't gotten a whole lot of playing time this season, but that's not one you can really afford to lose. You need that height on the defensive end. On the other side, Highland doing a great job not letting West Holmes get any open looks from the outside, kind of forcing them to drive in and making them play the Hawks game.
5'9 freshman Marshall Yoder checking in for the first time for West Holmes. Free throw by Wigdon is going to be good. Completes the three-point play, and he has 6 points. Highland now has an 8-0 lead. 4 minutes to play first quarter. Cooper Maltrich has it now across the timeline. Caleb Yoder also in there for Highland. Just checking in. And Haskins cross court off the hands of Marshall Yoder. Out of bounds. That'll be a turnover on West Holmes. Their fifth of the first quarter. So Hawks basketball near side of the backcourt. Wigdon inbounds it to Ashton Schrock. Schrock has it out top against Maltrich. Bounce pass down to Caleb Yoder on the right point. Out top the winger. Back to Schrock on the left side. Back in the far corner goes to Caleb Yoder. His three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound goes to Nate Sprang. Knights have it. Sprang to the front court. Into the corner to the Preston Troyer. His three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound by Manny Camacho. His putback is no good. Rebound pulled down this time by Sam Wingard. And he's going to be fouled. Good opportunity inside. West Holmes just could not convert on that layup opportunity. And that's going to be the fourth team foul on the Knights. And foul called on Manny Camacho. His first personal foul. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. VX Price reporting all area basketball scores for you. Here's Ashton Schrock for Highland. On the left point, Caleb Yoder. On the right point now to Andrew Weaver. Weaver to the foul line. Drives it to the corner now. The pass goes to Schrock. Schrock to the baseline. Spins around out top. Gets the hand off to Weaver. Weaver dribbles it. Gets the hand off back to Nick Wigdon, who'll track it down near that midcourt line. Wigdon to the foul line, to the lane. His shot up in the air going to be no good. Rebound hauled in. Actually knocked away and saved on the rebound by Caleb Yoder. Now to Weaver. Weaver to the baseline. Pass under the bucket goes to Caleb Yoder. He banks it up and in. Well, Yoder made that whole play happen with the offensive board and the bucket. His first 2 points of the game. 10-0 Hawks. West Holmes with the ball. Here's Maltrich shouts up. 2.5 to play first quarter. Maltrich on the left wing. Now to Marshall Yoder. Knocked out of bounds instead by Nick Wigdon.
You know, another thing I've seen from this Highland defense all year, but I think it's even more evident right now, they're masters of going in and playing hard physical defense, but showing the officials they're not reaching in. They're keeping those hands out. They're just bodying up, and really causes a lot of mismatches.
Here's Marshall Yoder to the foul line. In the corner to Preston Troyer. The three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound in the corner grabbed by Andrew Weaver. Hawks basketball. Long pass by Schrock to Zeke Boniker. Knocked away, though, instead. Out of bounds off of Nate Sprang's hands. It'll stay with Highland beneath their own backboard. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Threat and Ink Player of the Game as that player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Threat and Ink Custom Apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Ball's inbounded to Andrew Weaver, who banks it up and in. Nobody saw him, and he laid it in, Andrew Weaver. And now a timeout called for West Holmes with 2:14 to play in the first. It's Highland 12 and West Holmes nothing. This is high school basketball on WKLM.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests, from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Middlesbrough and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them, 330-695-3000, for all your roofing and spouting needs. And so far, West Holmes trying to search for some offense, down 12-0.
They've had a few promising drives down low. You know, Keston McKinney had that bucket taken away on the charge. Preston Troyer's hit the rim a few times from outside, but the Hawks really just not giving any of the usual playmakers for West Holmes the time to even get set up to think about taking a shot.
Full court pressure on by Highland. Knights with it. Here's Cooper Maltrich to the backcourt. Works it against Weaver across the half-court line. His pass deflected and grabbed by Spring. Spring drive lane. His layup left hand, no good. Rebound going to be pulled down by Cade Beachy. Hawks basketball. Baseball pass now right side over to Miller to Cade Beachy. Beachy dribbles it right wing. He's bumped down to Miller. Miller to the baseline. Wraparound pass across the lane. Knocked out of bounds by Cooper Maltrich. It'll stay with the Hawks.
And that's good defense from Maltrich right there. Just sticking on him like glue, making sure he gets to the ball first.
Alex Miller to inbound. Beneath throw him backboard for Highland. His pass goes to Caleb Yoder on the left post. Going to be knocked away from him out of bounds. That'll be off of Preston Troyer's hands. But again, good defense by the Knights.
Yeah, Troyer thought he had that ball going down. I think his shoulder blade ended up hitting the baseline, so he was out of bounds when he touched that ball. But again, we've seen the Knights with some good defense so far.
Out top, Zeke Boniker dribbles it. Now to Cade Beachy, his 18-footer partially blocked by Camacho. Rebound, Nate Sprang. Spring has it to the front court. Preston Troyer now for West Holmes. Now to Camacho on the right block. Out top, Preston Troyer. His three-pointer's up there. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Andrew Weaver. Highland ball up 12-0. 1:20 to play in the first. Weaver out top. On the left side, Caleb Yoder. Yoder to the baseline. His reverse layup is good. Caleb Yoder has four. Highland now a 14-0 advantage. West Holmes ball. Here's Balkirch to the front court on the right wing. On the left point, back to Nate Sprang. His three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Alex Miller. Hawks on the fast break. Miller's pass goes to Weaver. Weaver to the baseline. His shot blocked inside by Sprang. Sprang got the rebound. Sprang now on the fast break the other way. Sprang to the foul line. To the lane. His shot off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed by Alex Miller. 45 seconds and counting. Long pass by Miller. Goes to a streaking Caleb Yoder. He lays it up and in. Good look on the assist from Miller. Caleb Yoder now has 6 points. 16-0 Highland. West Holmes ball with 30 seconds to play first quarter. Marshall Yoder on the left wing. The freshman dribbles it out top. Works it against Beachy. Picks it up. And going to be fouled by Cade Beachy. The first team foul on Highland in this first quarter. So it'll be Knights basketball. And West Holmes really getting some decent looks in those first half, just to not be able to convert so far in the first quarter.
And, you know, a couple fast breaks. We just saw Sprang. He was going 1-on-3 to the hoop. He missed a layup, but they're getting their looks. They just can't get them to fall.
Here's Preston Troyer on the left wing. Picks it up a bit too soon. Lobs it out top to Nate Sprang. 13 seconds. Back in the corner now to Maltrich. Maltrich to the foul line. His 15-footer's up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound goes to Cade Beachy, but a foul called also away from the basketball. And I think that's going to be on West Holmes, as somebody sent to Zeke Boniker to the floor.
Oh, now two officials on the near side getting together here.
That would be the 15 foul, so bonus situation. Maybe that's what they were talking about. But it will be The two free throws here are coming up for Highland on the other side. Now, Madden refusing to shoot the free throws, I assume, Zeke Boddicker. Boddicker confirming, indeed, that he will shoot the free throws. That foul going to be called on Manny Camacho, by the way, his second personal. For Zeke Boddicker, 6'1 senior, of course. Outstanding soccer player, as we know, for the Highland Hawks, and hustle guy for this Highland basketball team as well. First free throw, no good, averaging a point and a half a game, but of course he's known for his defense and rebounding. That second free throw up going to be no good as well. Missed the both rebound grabbed by Nate Sprague. His fifth rebound, 2 seconds. Preston Troyer shot at the buzzer. The three-pointer going to be no good. Off the side of the backboard. That'll do it for the first quarter. At the end of one, Highland 16 and West Holmes nothing. This is high school basketball on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire two. Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Kane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel, where West Holmes was 0-for-6 from three-point distance. Highland was 1-for-4 for 25% shooting. Highland also 6-for-11 from two-point range. Highland making West Holmes rather 0-for-6 as well from two-point range, just as they were from the three-point distance. West Holmes did not attempt the foul shot. Highland was 1-for-3 for 33% from the charity stripe. Highland out-rebounding West Holmes 10-9. 5 turnovers for West Holmes, 1 for the Hawks in that first quarter of play. West Holmes basketball to begin the second quarter, down 16-0. Maltrich, bounce pass down to Nate Sprang on the right wing. Dribbles the top of the key, out of the foul line. Into the corner goes to Maltrich. Just 3-pointers up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound to the four, fought for. It'll be grabbed by Logan Hershberger finally.
And I think Maltrich might have held onto that ball for a second longer because he thought a foul was going to get called inside.
3-pointer meanwhile by C.J. Yoder, knocked down from the right corner. C.J. Yoder, his first points of the game. Highland now a 19-0 advantage. Knights basketball. Here's Maltrich to the front court. Working against Hershberger. Now to Marshall Yoder high on the right. Yoder dribbles it. Takes it out top. And nobody there looking to make it past the Maltrich, but he was well defended by Hershberger. That caused the travel on Marshall Yoder, the sixth turnover on West Holmes. So Hawks basketball and a 19-0 lead here in the second quarter. Here's Alex Miller out top. On the left point to Sam Wenger. Gets the handoff to Hershberger. On the left corner now to Nick Wigden. Wigden to the baseline, back to the corner. Drives, falls down, keeps the dribble alive though. Spins around again now, back to the corner. Here's Sam Wenger, drive to the lane. On the right side to C.J. Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. On the left wing back to Alex Miller. He'll drive to the lane, has a poke loose, and it bounds off of West Holmes. It'll stay with the Hawks.
Good job there. I think it was Sprang that got in there and just kind of hand-checked that ball out as he was trying to go up and go for the shot. That's probably saved 2 points.
Miller to windbound, does so to the corner, grabbed by Wigden. Wigden to the right block, gets shot up in the air, going to be in traffic, no good off the glass. Rebound goes to Manny Camacho. And here's Maltrich across the midcourt line, dribbles the left wing. Bounce pass to Nate Sprang. Back in the corner to Maltrich. He'll dribble to the foul circle. Back out top. Lobs it inside. Goes to Camacho. Grabs it against the double team. Camacho under the basket. Nowhere to go with it. His pass to cutting Nate Sprang, who lays it up and in. And Knights on the board for the first time tonight, down 19-2. And Hawks with it on the other end. Bounce pass goes to Sam Winger on the right block. Out top back to Miller. Left point to Hershberger. Back in the corner, Nick Wigden. His three-pointer is knocked down. There's the answer for the Hawks. Nick Wigden has 9 points, his second three-pointer. 22-2 Highland. West Holmes with the ball. Here's Maltrich across the midcourt line. 6 minutes to play, first half. Adam Sprang high on the right. Spraying on the left point, he'll find Marshall Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Back in the corner, knocked out of bounds, however, by Alex Miller.
Like I said, we're seeing good ball movement from West Holmes. It looks like Keston McKinney got a check back in here. It's just been hard for them to finish. That last possession they had, Camacho kind of trapped himself behind the basket, but a great job by Sprank, kind of getting past his defender and just had a good look.
Hawks will steal the inbounds pass. Hirschberger had it. Then it was tied up. The arrow does point to Highland, however, so they'll get the turnover forced on West Holmes. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Again, Phoenix Price reporting on all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Highland with it to the front court. Here's Alex Miller. Pass to the corner goes to C.J. Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Now to Nick Wigdom. Wigdom to the foul line. Nice look inside goes to Alex Miller. Here's the first layup. No good. Rebound poked out of bounds by Miller, and it'll be West Holmes basketball. Good look, but Miller kind of right underneath the basket, kind of a tough angle on that layup attempt.
But how many times have we seen him hit that year?
Yes.
Coming from Nick Wigton?
No doubt. West Holmes has the ball. Here's Marshall Yoder. Takes it right wing. Gets the hand off the Nate Sprang. His three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Alex Miller. Miller throws it off the leg of the West Holmes player and finally grabbed by Hirschberger. Here's Wigton on the fast break. Fast pass goes to C.G. Yoder. His layup was going to be good. C.J. Yoder now has five, all in the second quarter. 24-2 lead for the Hawks. Knights with it out top, 5 minutes to play, second quarter. Here's Maltrich on the right wing. His pass goes cross-court, and trying to save it, Preston Troyer bluffs the high in the air and stole it away. Here's C.J. Yoder. Into the quarter goes to Alex Miller. His three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound grab by Nate Sprang. And then a timeout call by West Holmes. 4.5 to play, second quarter. It's Highland 24 and West Holmes 2. This is high school basketball on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game as that player receives a free t-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. West Holmes ball out of the timeout. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast, the Battle of Holmes County from the Race Center here at Dave Stabaugh Court. Inbounded to Cooper Maltrich. He'll dribble it across the midcourt line. Maltrich double team. Poke loose. Goes out of bounds. He'll stay with West Holmes. Cooper Maltrich, 6'1 sophomore, averaging 8.8 points per game. Nate Sprang now to inbound it. Sprang averaging 11.5 a game for the 6'2 sophomore. Sprang has it out top. He'll find Preston Troyer high on the right. Troyer comes to a jump stop. Bounce pass goes near side to Maltrich. He'll find Marshall Yoder on the left wing. Yoder dribbles it. Picks it up, looking, spinning around, and finally a reaching foul call to Nick Wigdom. And it'll be the first team foul West Holmes in the quarter. Wigdom has his first personal foul.
Yeah, just a little too much contact there, and they're going to let West Holmes get a chance to kind of reset here.
Spring inbounds it to Marshall Yoder. Yoder dribbles it to the front court. On the right wing. Picks it up too soon. Looking again, gets the hand off to Nate Spring. Sprang against C.J. Yoder, dribbles it out off to the foul line. He'll be bumped and fouled on the reach-in by C.J. Yoder. Second team foul now on Highland, and C.J. has his first personal foul. So the Hawks again, West Holmes again, I should say, will have the inbounds pass with Nate Sprang inbounding it to Marshall Yoder. Midway mark of the second quarter. Now to Sprang, left wing Maltrich. Back out off the Sprang, but stolen away by C.J. Yoder. Yoder on the other end, the ninth turnover of West Holmes. Back out top now to Alex Miller. His pass deflected, grabbed again near midcourt by Miller, but stolen away by Preston Troyer, the second Highland turnover. Troyer to the front court, out top to Marshall Yoder. He'll find Maltrich. Maltrich dribbles it left wing. Back in the corner to Preston Troyer. His three-pointer going to be way off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Nick Wigdom. He'll take it himself across the timeline for the Hawks. Wigdon to the corner, to the baseline. His shot up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound by Sam Wenger. Hawks with it still. Out top to Alex Miller. Miller left wing to the baseline. And he'll be fouled on that reach-in as he takes it to the basket. That'll be the first team foul of the quarter on West Holmes. And it's going to be a foul called on Cooper Moultrich. His first personal foul. Alex Miller on that drive, the 5'11 junior point guard, averaging 12.5 points per game.
And he just kind of reached in on that drive to the basket there. And West Holmes can't really afford to get into foul trouble. They've already got McKinney and Camacho with two fouls. Now Troyer and Moultrich have picked up fouls here in the second quarter.
Here's Ashton Schrock to Nick Wigdon. Here's three-pointers up there. Going to be no good. Rebound knocked up in the hands of Sam Wingard's hands. Have it tied up, though, by Marshall Yoder, and the arrow does point to West Holmes. So good job by the freshman getting his hands on the basketball, and the Knights will have the ball.
Oh, and it looks like Logan Miller going to check in for the Hawks, and you're going to hear the student section go crazy here.
Always popular when he checks in, the 6'1 senior, replacing Sam Wingard. Full court pressure on by Highland. Inbounded to Marshall Yoder. Back to Nate Spring. Spring dribbles at three-quarter court now across the half-court line. Spring on the right point. Back in the corner now to Preston Troyer. And going to be a foul called inside, I believe, on Logan Miller defending Manny Camacho.
Yeah, he's going to pick that one up. He was kind of going with the linebacker approach inside the paint, it looked like. Just trying to keep him away and not give him a chance to grab anything.
Embedded into the hands now of Marshall Yoder. Yoder against Caleb Mishler. Gets the handoff back to Nate Spring. Spring out top, down to the foul line. Back to Marshall Yoder on the right point. Yoder down to the corner to the baseline. And lost it out of bounds, but deflected by the Hawks. And it will stay with West Holmes beneath their own backboard. 2:28 to play, second quarter, 24-2. Highland has the lead. Inbounded to Camacho. Now to Marshall Yoder out top. Back to Nate Spring. Spring to the foul line, to the lane. Spring shot up in the air, going to be good. And the foul. Count that bucket. The foul on Caleb Yoder. That'll send Nate Spring to the foul line with a chance for a three-point play. Spring has all 4 points for West Holmes in the game. 14th foul on the Hawks. That foul called, as I mentioned, on Caleb Yoder, his first. So Spring will line this up. As I mentioned, Spring came in leading scorer for West Holmes, averaging 11.5 points per game. That free throw is up, going to be no good. Rebound is tracked down by Zeke Boddicker. Outlets a pass to Schrock. He'll cross the timeline. Out of Boddicker. Out top, Nick Wigdon. Wigdon to the foul line. Pass inside in traffic. Deflected away. Goes out of bounds off of Preston Troyer's hand. So Highland will keep the basketballs. Moultrich will check back in, replacing Nate Spring.
Now, real quick, I just want to tell a story about Logan Miller. Last year, after the regional final, we got to interview him after the game as they were getting ready to go to state. He's just that kind of guy, even though he's on the bench now. He's the first to get up and cheer for his team, and I've heard he's one of the hardest-working kids in those Highland practices. He just loves being a part of this team.
Great guy to have a part of the program. That pass inside. Nice dump pass by Schrock to Boddicker. His shot no good. Rebound put back no good by Mishler. Rebound again by Boddicker. Now to Caleb Yoder. Yoder under the bucket. Wraparound pass goes to Mishler. Out top to Schrock. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound finally picked up by Keston McKinney. Westall's ball under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Marshall Yoder to the front court. Gets the handoff now to Cooper Moultrich. Moultrich on the left wing. Lobs inside to Camacho under the basket. Grabbed on the right wing back to Marshall Yoder. Yoder has a poke. Little stolen away by Caleb Mishler. Now to Schrock in the front court. Schrock's pass knocked out of bounds by Marshall Yoder. That came after the 10th turnover on West Holmes. And now the Hawks will have it beneath their own backboard.
You know, I've been impressed with what I've seen so far for Marshall Yoder, just getting back in defense and trying to get into those passing lanes. He's a guy, he's a freshman. He's going to grow into a role here with West Holmes.
Three-pointer by Nick Wigdon. No good from the far side corner. Rebound grabbed by Keston McKinney. Nice basketball. Here's Cooper Moultrich inside to Manny Camacho. Double team. Camacho going to be held on to, and that will be indeed a foul. That's the 15th foul West Holmes, so double bonus now. That should send Martin Manny Camacho to the foul line.
I'm going to get Wigton on that one, I believe.
His second personal. Manny Camacho, 6'7", junior, averaging 10.5 points per game. Of course, committed to Kent State for baseball. 1:13 to play in the second. Free throw, Camacho is up, and it's going to be good. His first point tonight. Cade Beachy back in for Nick Wigdon. Wigdon checking out. Of course, Wigdon, 6'3", senior, averaging 16.5 a game for Highland. Lead them in scoring. He'll have a seat now, get a rest. Manny Camacho now the second free throw. That's up, going to be good as well. His first two tonight. 24-6, Highland. Hawks with it. Here's Ashton Schrock. Back on the right side. Cade Beachy to the foul line. Into the corner now to Caleb Yoder. His three-pointer is knocked down. Caleb Yoder now has 9 first-half points. 27-6 Hawks. Meanwhile, ball thrown out of bounds at midcourt from Maltrich, and that'll be the 11th West Holmes turnover.
You know, the way Caleb Yoder's coming out here tonight, Matt, I think he's trying to tell us he's playing for a T-shirt.
Well, Caleb Yoder, meanwhile, you see that, came off a season high of 13 points in Highland's last game against Claymont. Now three-pointer by Mishler up in the air. That'll be in and out. No good. Rebound to the four. Thought four is receiving grab by Preston Troyer for West Holmes. Here's Nate Sprang to the front court. 40 seconds to play first half. Adam Maltrich dribbles it out top. He'll find Preston Troyer. Troyer to the foul line, to the lane. Troyer's layup, no good. Rebound, Caleb Mishler. Mishler on the fast break for Highland. He'll find Caleb Yoder. Yoder to the bucket. Head fake. His layup is going to be no good, but he drew a foul on Nate Sprang. That's the second team foul. West Holmes. Sprang has his first. That'll send Caleb Yoder to the foul line. And Caleb Yoder on the season, the 6 foot senior, 6 foot to junior, I should say, averaging 5.2 a game. Free throws up. It's going to be good. Now up to 10 points for Caleb Yoder on the night. Find the perfect gift for your Valentine's Day at the jewelry store with the selection of sterling silver or gold jewelry, along with a necklace or diamond earrings. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Both free throws good by Caleb Yoder, up to 11 points. He has 5 of those in the second quarter. 29-6 Highland, 20 seconds to play in the first half. Knights with it. Here's Cooper Maltrich. Dribbles the left wing. Being hounded by Ashton Schrock. Maltrich to the corner now. Still has it. Dribbles it out top. Now to Nate Sprang, high on the right side. 8 seconds to go. Camacho on the right point. Picks it up. His pass to cutting Keston McKinney. His shot up in the air going to be good. And that'll close it out in the first half. McKinney got it off just in time. And he converted for his first 2 points of the game. And halftime score from the Reese Center, it is Highland 29 and West Holmes 8. Back around the recap, the first half for you on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home
Siding Contractors. Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
It is halftime for the Reese Center. Highland has a 29-8 advantage over West Holmes. Highland led 16-0 after the first quarter, and they would outscore West Holmes 13-8 in the second quarter of play. And Highland has a 29-8 lead at the half. For Highland, leading the way for them in the first half, Caleb Yoder. And was the lone player in double figures. Already in double figures is Caleb Yoder for the second time of the season. Actually, second game in a row, in fact, for Caleb Yoder. As Yoder in the first half, he would go for Highland 1-of-2 from three-point distance, 3-for-3 from two-point range, 2-for-2 for the foul line, as Caleb had 11 first-half points. Nick Wigton just missing double figures in that first half. He was 2-for-5 from beyond the arc, 1-for-4 from two-point range, and 1-for-1 for the foul line. Nick Wigton had 9 first half points. Also 5 points scored by C.J. Yoder. He had all 5 in the second quarter, and 2 apiece for Sam Wingard and Andrew Weaver, running out the Highland total of 29 points. For West Holmes leading the way, 4 points scored by Nate Sprang in the first half. He was 0-for-2 on 3-point tries, 2-for-4 from 2-point range for the total of 4. 2 points scored by Manny Camacho on a pair of free throws, and also 2 points for Keston McKinney on that shot he made there at the end of the first half. And that was the total for West Holmes of 8 points. Halftime score, Highland 29 and West Holmes 8. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Well, thanks, Matt. West Holmes in that first half shot 0 of 9 from downtown and 3 of 10 for 30% from two-point land, shooting combined 3 of 19 for 16% from the floor. Highland 4 of 11 from downtown for 36%, 7 of 19 from two-point range for 37%, and 11 of 30 from the floor for 36%. West Holmes 2 of 3 from charity stripe, 67%. Highland is 3 of 5 for 60%, a rebounding edge for the Hawks, 17-16. West Holmes has turned over the ball 11 times compared to 2 by Highland.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, 3 boards for Alex Miller, also 3 rebounds for Sam Wingard. He had 2 at the offensive end. And for West Holmes, 6 rebounds for Nate Spring in the first half, and 3 boards for Manny Camacho. He had 2 at the offensive end. Well, obviously, Highland, with that big start, up 16-0 after 1. They are up 19-0 at 1 point in that first half. So the Hawks really kind of dominating that first quarter and up to the big lead here at halftime.
Yeah, got off to the big lead and kind of doing what we expect to see out of Highland every game. They're coming out, playing physical, trying to trap their opponent. West Holmes, to their credit, has gotten away from the trap a few times. They've had a few open shots. The biggest issue for the night so far is their shots just aren't hitting. I mean, 0 of 9 from downtown, 3 of 10 from two-point land. You've got to hit more shots than that, and they've had open looks.
Halftime score again, it is Highland 29, West Holmes 8. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
At Pomerantz Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerantz is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerantz. Hospital.org.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Looking to boost your career or gain new skills? Buckeye Career Center has two exciting new adult education courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. Whether you are a newcomer or a current worker looking to advance, these hands-on courses will prepare you for in-demand jobs in the Tuscarawas Valley. Call 330-339-2288 or visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to register today. Did you know that BCC offers grant funding towards earning your CDL? Start your journey to a high-paying career with financial assistance.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Rider Highland's next game on Friday at Lexington. Well, West Holmes, they'll play on Friday as well, a home game against Mansfield Senior. And, of course, we're going to have a girls' tournament basketball coming away our next contest on Thursday. West Holmes playing host to Cambridge. It'll be a 7 o'clock start air time right around 6:30 for that on Thursday night. All ready for the start of the second half for this one. Highland has the basketball going from right to left. Here's Alex Miller in the front court. His pass into the hands of Sam Winger. Dribbles it out top, back to Alex Miller on the right wing. Now the right post goes to Nick Wigdon. His shot up, blocked inside by Camacho. Rebound goes to Nate Sprang. Knights basketball going left to right, down 29-8. That pass down to Preston Troyer high on the left side. Out top to Camacho. Camacho dribbles it. His handed off, going to be stolen away, though, by Alex Miller. Miller to the bucket. His layup going to be good. Alex Miller, some contact, got it to go anyway. His first two of the night came after the 12th West Holmes turnover. 31-8 Highland. Ball, meanwhile, goes off the leg of Maltrich out of bounds. Good defense by Logan Hershberger, causing the 13th West Holmes turnover. So Hawks have it at side court. Hershberger inbounds it to Alex Miller. Miller works it against Maltrich across the timeline. 31-8 Highland. On the right wing, the Logan Hershberger out top to Alex Miller. Miller to the foul line. His pass kicked away by Camacho.
A good defensive play there from Camacho, just moving to his left. And, you know, he's had a hard time getting open down low in this ball game, but he's made up for it on the defensive end, I think. Couple blocks so far tonight.
Alex Miller's pass to Bigwin. Wigdon, three-pointer up in the air, going to be good. Nick Wigdon, there is his third three-pointer tonight. He has 12 points to lead the Hawks in scoring. 34-8 lead now for Highland. Westall's ball. Here's Maltrich's pass. Goes to Preston Troyer. Now to hand off to Keston McKinney. He'll track it down near midcourt. Now to Nate Spring high on the left. Back out top to Camacho. He wants to pass inside, trying to find Cooper Maltrich, but it's too strong and out of bounds. Westall's now with their 14th turnover, their third already of the third quarter.
Yeah, just a little bit out in front of his man, but, you know, right idea. They got him open up, had a good look. They just got to get the pass there.
Hawks with it. Here's Hershberger on the right wing. Out top, Alex Miller. Has the poke loose. He'll track it down. Back to the left wing, the C.J. Yoder. Out top, Alex Miller. Back in the corner. Goes to back to Nick Wigdon. His three-pointer is going to be good again. Nick Wigdon, back-to-back threes. He has 15-37-8 lead now for the Hawks. Ball put close, stolen away, meanwhile, by Logan Hershberger. His shot is going to be good, and a foul on Maltrich. Logan Hershberger now a three-point play opportunity. And for him, his first 2 points of the night, the first team foul West Holmes. And for Maltrich, his second personal, Knights also pick up their 15th turnover.
His first 2 points of the night on his first shot attempt of the night.
Hawks putting the extra clamps down defensively to start off this third period, to say the least. Hershberger, averaging 3.5 a game, free throw good for the 5'11 senior guard.
And because we're kind of to that point, I'll remind the listeners, to get to the running clock in Ohio, you have to have 30, it has to be a 35-point lead, and then the trailing team has to get it back to a 30-point deficit before they will stop the running clock.
A ball knocked out of bounds by C.J. Yoder. 40-8 lead for Highland right now with 6 minutes to play in the third. Nate Spring inbounds it to Cooper Maltrich. Dribbles it. Now back to McKinney. Into the corner, Nate Spring fumbles it, grabs it, back to McKinney on the left wing. He'll stumble and fall around the foul line, but it'll be tripped up. Yeah, I believe by Nick Wigdon. That'll be the first team foul on Highland in this third quarter. Wigdon has his third personal foul. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. And that is Camacho, back to Maltrich. Maltrich to the baseline. His shot up in the air going to be good. First points of the quarter for West Holmes. Maltrich has his first points of the game. 40-10 lead now for Highland. They had the ball. 5.5 to play third quarter. Alex Miller out top. Into the quarter to Logan Hershberger. Back to Miller. Miller to the baseline. Reverse layup is going to be good. A little English and it rolled in. Alex Miller has 4 points all coming in the third. Meanwhile, timeout by West Holmes. 5:15 to play in the third. 42-10 lead now for Highland. This is high school basketball on WKLM.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
And it will be West Holmes basketball out of the timeout. Nate Spring inbounds it to Cooper Moltrich. Moltrich takes it high in the left against Logan Hershberger. Gets it out top to Keston McKinney. McKinney dribbles it down to the corner. Lobs it out top to Camacho. Dribbles it, gets the hand up back to Nate Spring. Spring to the foul line. Now to McKinney. McKinney, three-pointer up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound to the floor. Fought for. It'll be grabbed by Manny Camacho as he goes down under the basket. You're going to see out of bounds as he grabs it. So it'll be Highland basketball anyway. 42-10 lead for the Hawks. 4:51 to play, third quarter. Alex Miller has it across the half-court line. Now to Hershberger, back to Alex Miller. Out top Hershberger to the foul line. He'll find Nick Quinton for a three-pointer up in the air. Going to be in and out. No good that time. Rebound goes to Cooper Moltrich. Knights with it. Here's Moltrich to the front court. His pass going to be deflected back to him. Now dribbles it left wing. They'll throw it away to the corner. Stolen by Alex Miller. West Holmes has their 16th turnover. Hershberger across midcourt. Hands it off to Alex Miller. Miller to the foul line. His pass deflected. Goes near side out of bounds. It'll be off of Nate Spring's hands. It'll stay with Highland.
Yeah, a good job by Spring. Just kind of getting there, trying to pop it away. And, you know, this is a rough one so far for West Holmes. They're just not getting the shots to fall, but it's not going to get any easier for them. And this is a great game to kind of prepare them for the tournament as they're going to have the number one seed Maysville.
Pass shot by Nick Wigden. Meanwhile, no good from out the mid-post area. Rebound grab by Manny Camacho. Here's Preston Troyer with it to the front court. Into the corner, grabbed now by Cooper Moltrich. Moltrich to the foul line. He'll find Spring out top. Spring spins around to the lane. His shot up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound, grabbed by Camacho. Puts it back up, that's going to be good. Manny Camacho inside. He has 4 points, his first field goal tonight. For the 6'7 junior, 42-12 lead for Highland. The look pass inside, goes over to the corner. Now the Logan Hershberger, his three-pointer knocked down. Logan Hershberger gets into the act, his first three-pointer tonight. He has 6 points, all coming in the third.
That's the seventh Highland triple of the evening.
45-12 Hawks. Pass inside to Camacho. He'll lay it up and in. Manny Camacho back-to-back bucket. Saw the assist from Preston Troyer. 45-14 Highland. Here's Sam Wingert on the left wing for the Hawks. Cross-court pass to Hershberger. Hershberger to the foul line. Inside Sam Wingert. His reverse layup is good. Sam Winger now has 4 points. 47-14 Hawks. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Here's Nate Spring for the Knights on the right wing. Dribbles it out top. Bounce pass to Camacho. He'll lob it inside. Too strong again. That fastball for Keston McKinney. And it goes out of bounds.
Full sale subs coming in for Highland. They're going to get some of the bench guys a little bit of time here.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Fed and Ink player of the game as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Fed and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Ashton Schrock now into the front court. Caleb Yoder out there, and also Zeke Boddicker. Here's Cade Beachy with the basketball. Finds Ashton Schrock. Schrock drives to the lane. Pass to the corner. Three-pointer for the year by Andrew Weaver. Going to be knocked down. Andrew Weaver off the bench buries a three. Weaver has 5 points, 50-14 Highland. 2.5 to play in the third. Ball stolen away by Andrew Weaver. Weaver on the fast break, takes it to the basket. Layup is going to be good, no good, I should say, by Zeke Boddicker, rather. Rebound by Schrock. Out top, Caleb Yoder. Yoder lost it, grabs it again. Cross-court pass goes to Ashton Schrock. Schrock, drive to the lane. Dump pass to Boddicker. Back to Schrock on the left side. Schrock to the foul line. His 15-footer's up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound is hauled in by Nate Spring. Spring's pass to Moltrich for the Knights on the left wing. Moltrich out top to the foul line. Cut off. 15-footer by Moltrich up in the air, no good. Rebound is corralled by Cade Beachy. 1:45 to play in the third. Ashton Schrock now with it to the front court. Schrock to the foul line. Into the corner to Caleb Yoder. Cut off. His pass deflected back to Schrock. Out top now to Caleb Yoder. Into the corner goes to Ashton Schrock. Schrock drives to lane. Cross-court pass to Andrew Weaver. Weaver to the foul line. Poke loose to the quarterback to Cade Beachy. Left side back to Weaver. Out top Boddicker. He'll corral it. Boddicker back over to Andrew Weaver. Into the corner now to Ashton Schrock. His three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound ricochets a couple of times. Finally grabbed by Boddicker. Out off to Schrock. Schrock to the foul line. His 50-footer in and out no good. Rebound grabbed by Caleb Goeder. His putback going to be good at a foul. Caleb Goeder now a chance for a three-point play. Hawks with the extra opportunities to cash in. Caleb Goeder now has matched the season high with 13 points. And now the running clock.
Clock running here, and three offensive rebounds on that possession kept it alive for Highland.
Second personal in spring, second team foul West Holmes. Free throw by Yoder, no good. Rebound is chased down by Zeke Boddicker, another offensive rebound. Now to Kay Beachy, his three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Zeke Boddicker again. He's an animal on the boards. Back on the right side, Beachy, out top Schrock. Left wing back to Andrew Weaver. That was Boddicker's fifth rebound. 20 seconds to play in the third. That pass knocked out of bounds by Keston McKinney. It'll stay with the Hawks with 15 seconds and counting. Beachy inbounds to Schrock. 9 seconds to go. Schrock to the foul line in the corner. Caleb Yoder. His three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound goes to Cooper Maltrich. His shot at midcourt by Maltrich going to be no good. That'll close it out for the third quarter. At the end of three from the recenter, it is Highland 52 and West Holmes 14. This is high school basketball on WKLM.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Highland outscored West Holmes 23-6 in that third quarter of play. And it will be West Holmes basketball to begin the fourth quarter of action. We'll get to the third quarter numbers here momentarily. It'll be Cooper Maltrich with the basketball. Bounce pass goes to Nate Spring on the left wing. Spring to the corner. Spins around the left wing. Dribbles it out top. Poke close by Wigton. He'll track it back down, does Nate Spring. Now to Quincy Camacho in the game. Now I should say Bowden McCauley is out there. Back out top now to Keston McKinney. McKinney to the baseline. His layup puzzle pass is going to be good. Nice driving bucket by Keston McKinney. He has four. 52-16 Highland. Here's Nick Wigton to the baseline. His shots up in the air going to be no good. Rebound Nate Spring. Knights have it. Spring to the front court. Dribbles the left wing. Crosser pass to Maltrich. He'll dribble it out top. Maltrich now on the left wing. Pass inside. Goes to the corner now to Nate Spring. Dribbles the top of the key. Double team. And going to be fouled on the double team. That'll be the first team foul on Highland. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. West Holmes 0 for 2 on three-pointers. Highland 4 for 8 for 50%. Highland make that West Holmes rather 3 of 5 from two-point range, while Highland was 5 for 10 for 50%. Highland 0 for 1 for the foul line. West Holmes did not attempt the foul shot. And also Highland out rebounding West Holmes 7 to 6 in that third quarter. 7 turnovers though for West Holmes. None for the Hawks in that third quarter of play. Here's McKinney drive. Shot up going to be no good by McKinney, but he drew a foul. Keston McKinney on the attack again. And this time he'll earn his way to the foul line.
You know, we were talking about in the break, McKinney kind of came out in this ball game like a bull in a china shop. He was driving in. He ended up taking an offensive foul and kind of threw him off his rhythm, but he's starting to show it again.
Timeout called, 6:23 to play, 52-16 lead for Highland. This is high school basketball on WKLM.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Keston McKinney is at the charity stripe. That last foul on Sam Wingert is first. And McKinney, of course, the left-hander, lines it up. That free throw up in the air going to be no good on the first attempt. 6'2 sophomore, averaging 3.5 points per game. Second attempt going to be up. That is good. 5 points for Keston McKinney. 52-17 Highland. They had the ball. 6:20 to play. Here's Logan Hirschberger. In the corner to Cade Beachy. His three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound is grabbed by Nate Sprague. Sprague will be fouled by Nick Wigdom. And that will allow some of his teammates to check in. So Wigdom making a point to get that foul. His fourth personal foul. He'll check out. And we're going to host the Highland teammates to check in.
That was Sprague's 10th rebound tonight. They're all been on the defensive boards. He's been all over the place just trying to be some kind of a spark plug for this team.
Checking in, going to be 6'1 senior Ephraim Yoder. Of course, it is senior night for the Hawks, so make sure all the seniors get a chance to get out there for the Hawks. Logan Miller back out there as well. Cooper Motrich has it for West Holmes, dribbles it out top. Finds Keston McKinney. Out of Preston Troyer left wing. Back to McKinney. Poke loose, stolen away by Zeke Boddicker. Here's Alex Miller who has the basketball. Miller passed in the corner to Caleb Mishler. Mishler. Foul line. Cross-court pass goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover on Highland. Just their third turnover tonight compared to 19 for West Holmes.
Their first of the second half from Highland.
Here's Maltrich. Dribbles the right wing. And pushed off. Offensive foul as he pushed off on Alex Miller. That'll be the first team foul, the fourth on West Holmes. And Maltrich's third personal. 20th turnover on the Knights. Alex Miller, Caleb Mishler, Logan Miller, Zeke Boddicker, and Ephraim Yoder out there as well for the Hawks. Now to Ephraim Yoder on the right wing. Dribbles it, picks it up. Around the foul line, Logan Miller back to Ephraim Yoder. Now Yoder down the left wing on the drive by Mishler. He'll find Alex Miller. Miller on the right side. Knocked out of bounds by Keston McKinney. Hawks will keep it. Now with 4:23 to play.
So Quincy Camacho going to check in now for West Holmes.
6'4 freshman, replacing Keston McKinney.
A younger brother of Manny Camacho, and we saw him play some baseball in the summer, and he's right up there with his brother in terms of his athletic ability.
Here's Caleb Mishler on the right wing to Ephraim Yoder. Yoder to the foul line, lost it on the floor, dives after the basketball. It's going to be a held ball. Arrow does point to the direction of Highland. And stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply.
Noah Getchew checking in for the first time for West Holmes, and Marshall Troyer checking in too for the Knights.
Getchew, a 5'10 junior. Embedded to a cutting Logan Miller, but he couldn't corral it. Stolen by Preston Troyer. Troyer on the other way. Now top to Getchew. Back to Preston Troyer in the corner. Dribbles it out top. Inside, Quincy Camacho grabs it. Under the basket, falls down, throws it away. Hawks on the fast break. Pass to the corner goes to Ephraim Yoder. He'll kick it left wing back now to Christian Mullet, who's in game now, a 5'10 sophomore. Three-pointer right corner going to be knocked down by Caleb Mishler. His first points of the game. 55-17 Highland. 3 minutes in counting. Here's Marshall Yoder. Yoder to the corner. Out of the baseline. And he'll be fouled by Caleb Mishler. 14th foul in Highland in the quarter. Mishler has his first personal. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube. State Route 83 in Millersburg. Free throw good by Marshall Yoder on the first attempt. That's his first point this evening. Get the running clock, 2:13 and counting, 55-18 Highland with the lead. Yoder now a second free throw, and that is up, and that is going to be good. Buries them both. 55-19 Highland. Christian Mullis to the front court, dribbles it to the foul line, hands it off inside. Shot up in the air off the glass is good, inside by Carson Weaver. His first two. Pass inside, going to be thrown away by Marshall Gooder, trying to find Getchy. It'll be Highland basketball. At the conclusion of this contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game as that player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, and embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville. 1:19 to play. Christian Mullen out off the sophomore. Bounce pass, Logan Miller. Miller to the right block. Miller shot up in the air. Going to be good and a foul. He converts with a foul on Quincy Camacho. There's the roar from the Highland crowd. And Miller fired up. He's at the foul line. A chance for a three-point play.
You know, Logan, as one guy who sat the bench for most of his senior season to another, that is well-deserved. And the fans go crazy every time they exit the court. Congratulations getting that and-one attempt here on senior night.
That free throw, no good. Rebound grabbed by Bowden McCauley, the sophomore for the Knights. 40 seconds and counting. Marshall Yoder on the right wing, dribbles it to the corner. Bounce pass goes to Bowden McCauley. Spinning around McCauley with 25 seconds. Pass inside, he'll throw it away. There's a steal by Ephraim Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. In the corner, Caleb Mischler. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Marshall Yoder. 14 seconds. Yoder in the front court has it out top. Drive. Yoder takes it right wing back to Getchy. 4 seconds. And that's thrown away. Stolen by Ephraim Yoder. 1 second. That will do it. And Highland gets the win here in the Battle of Holmes County at the Reese Center at Dave Stable Court. Highland 59 and West Holmes 19. Highland goes to 19-1 on the year. They won 4 in a row. West Holmes dropping to 1-19 overall, and that's their 7th consecutive loss. Again, the final score tonight, Highland 59 and West Holmes 19. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential 2 storefronts with a loading dock and a 2-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
The President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get what you need for your Valentine's Day's dinner all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 3 to 4 ounce lobster tails, $5.98. USDA Choice Boneless Ribeye Steak, $13.98 a pound. USDA Inspected Whole Boneless Pork Loin, $1.88 a pound. USDA Inspected Boneless Pork Chops, $2.79 a pound. And Gerber's Boneless Chicken Tenders for $5.19. Plus, don't forget to order flowers from the Posey Pad Floral Shop by calling 674-6399. Let Rody's IGA and the Posey Pad Floral Shop get you ready for Valentine's Day.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
It is the final tonight in the Battle of Holmes County for the Perry Reese Junior Community Center at Dave Stable Court. Highland gets the win in convincing fashion, 59-19 over West Holmes. Highland led 16-0 after one and led 19-0 at one point early in the second quarter. They would outscore West Holmes 13-8 in the second period, and Highland had a 29-8 lead at halftime. The Hawks then would outscore the Knights 23-6 in the third quarter to open up a 52-14 lead through three, and the Hawks go on to get the win by the final score of 59-19 over West Holmes. And for Highland, they had two players in double figures as Nick Wigdom would lead the way. Wigdom in double figures for the 17th time on the season. And for Wigdom, he would go 4 for 8 from downtown, 1 for 7 from two-point range, 1 for 1 for the foul line. Wigdom had 15 points. Also, Caleb Yoder matching his season high, and the second game in a row he's had 13 points in fact. That's his second time in double figures on the year. As for Caleb Yoder on the evening, he would go 1 for 3 from three-point distance, 4 for 4 from two-point range, 2 for 3 for the foul line. Caleb Yoder had 13 points, again matching his season high. Also, 6 points scored by Logan Hirschberger, all coming in the third quarter for him. 4 points apiece for Alex Miller and Sam Wingard. 5 points scored by Andrew Weaver. And 3 points for Caleb Mishler. 2 apiece for Logan Miller as well as Carson Weaver, rounding out the Highland total of 59 points. Andrew Weaver, that 5 points, a new season high for him. And for West Holmes, the other end, it was 6 points for Manny Camacho to lead the way. As for Camacho, he was 2 for 3 from two-point range, 2 for 2 for the foul line. Camacho with a total of 6 points. 5 points scored by Keston McKinney, as McKinney was 0 for 1 from three-point distance, 2 for 3 from two-point range, and 1 for 2 for the foul line. First total of 5. 4 points for Nate Spring, and Spring did not score in the second half. 2 points apiece for Cooper Maltrich and Marshall Yoder, running out the West Holmes total of 19. Final score tonight, Highland 59 and West Holmes 19. Now with the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. West Holmes shot 0 of 11 from downtown and 7 of 16 for 44% from two-point land. A combined 7 of 27 for 26% from the floor. Highland is 9 of 22 from downtown for a 41%. 13 of 31 from two-point land for 42%. Shot a combined 22 of 53 for 42% from the floor. West Holmes 5 of 6 for 83% from the charity stripe. Highland 3 of 7, 43%. West Holmes ended up with a slight rebounding edge, 27-24. While West Holmes also turned the ball over 22 times compared to 5 by the Hawks.
Leading the way for West Holmes rebounding-wise, Nate Sprang had 10 rebounds on the night. And that went along with his 4 points on the evening. 5 rebounds for Manny Camacho as well. And 3 boards for Keston McKinney. For Highland, leading the way, it was 3 rebounds for Sam Wingard. Also 3 rebounds for Alex Miller. And a total of 5 rebounds for Zeke Boddicker. He had 4 at the offensive end. Final score tonight, Highland wins 59-19 over West Holmes. And just Highland a little too good tonight, as we have been really seen for them all season long.
Yeah, Highland is a very good team, and it's nothing to hang your head over if you're West Holmes. Unfortunately, I think you always have that thought, well, maybe we can pull off that upset, but it just wasn't in the cards tonight with the injuries, the sickness, and really just not being able to hit some of those shots. But this is a great game for West Holmes getting ready for the tournament. And not to mention, they've got a gauntlet coming up. They've got Mansfield Senior. They've got Maysville twice coming up to finish up their season. So this is a good way for them to kind of be like, okay, where can we improve against teams that are going to play maybe a little bit of a similar style of basketball? If you're Highland, is more about bragging rights and, you know, a little bit of a tune-up game. They're going to go out and get off against an OCC school in Lexington. And, you know, I imagine we saw Ben and Mark talk a little bit about the Minutemen before the game, just kind of what tips and tricks do you have? But overall, it's always great when these two Holmes County teams get to come together.
And for our Thunder Lake players of the game for Highland will be Caleb Yoder, matching a season high with the 13 points. And we've seen a glimpse of this from Caleb all season long here, but really coming up even big scoring, especially these last couple of games, with 13 points in his last game, 13 points again tonight, and providing that big scoring punch off the bench.
And that can be huge, especially, you know, Nick Wigton's not going to score 16 every night. You're not going to see some of these guys come through and have the biggest production in every single game, but when you have someone that can come off your bench and maybe give you those 5 to 10 points where someone else doesn't have them, especially once you get to the tournament trail, that can be a big bonus.
So Caleb Yoder, a Thunder Nake player of the game for Highland. For West Holmes, Manny Camacho with the 6 points this evening, 5 rebounds to go along with that. That night where West Holmes didn't have a lot on the offensive end, Camacho was able to knock down a couple of buckets there in that third quarter. So Manny Camacho, again, always a force inside here, just not enough here at collectively against this Highland defense here, but Camacho will be your Thunder Nake player of the game.
And we saw him get better as the game went on, and that's something dangerous that Manny's always had going for him. And he could, you know, maybe give Maysville a few problems down low just with his size and being able to lob over top of that defense and try to get him in there for the layup.
So Highland gets the win again, 59-19 here on senior night. They'll go to 19-1. They've won 4 straight. Again, they will play Friday at Lexington, as Jake referenced. And for West Holmes, they'll play, as they dropped to 1-19 overall, they've lost 7 in a row. They'll play a home game on Friday against Mansfield Senior before playing again at home on Saturday night against Maysville to close out their regular season at the end of this week. Reminder for us, coming up on Thursday, we'll have girls tournament basketball coming away. It'll be West Holmes playing host to Cambridge in that contest. Airtime around 6:30 for that, and game time right around 7 p.m., so don't miss that on Thursday for girls tournament action coming your way. On Friday, we'll have 2 games coming away. We'll have that West Holmes Mansfield Senior game for you. That'll be on YouTube on Friday, and also coming away on Friday, we'll have on the radio the Highland at Lexington game as well. So both those games coming your way on WKLM coming up on Friday night for that. And then, of course, on Saturday, we'll have more action coming away on Saturday, so stay tuned for that, as we'll be promoting that throughout as we go along throughout this week here on WKLM. That'll wrap things up for us here from the Race Center. For Jake Sino, I'm Matt Coy. Special thanks to Phoenix Price back at the studio. Again, the final score tonight in the Battle of Holmes County from the Race Center. Highland defeats West Holmes by the score of 59-19. So long, everybody.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding Contractors.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobren from Hobren's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
At Pomerantz Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerantz is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerantz. Hospital.org.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.